Megan Solberg is the special events coordinator at Bonanzaville. We get a chance to visit with her right now. Megan, good to have you on News and Views.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
I like the word free, and I'm seeing the word free here. It's a free day this Saturday. Explain that to people.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a free admission day. It's sponsored by 702 Communications. It's a great chance to come out and explore local history for free. We'll have a food truck out there. Detroit Deli will be out there. Shea West Gardens is going to be in our country market. And regular hours is 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So bring your family out, grandparents out, your kids out. It's a great event, and we're so thankful for 702 sponsoring this. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, I don't want to start any rumors, Megan. Lord knows I, as a talk show host, never try to start any rumors. But, you know, was there a murder at Bonanzaville?
No. I mean, so, like, in October we do paranormal, but there are buildings out there that are known to be haunted.
No, Megan, what I'm getting at is you have a murder mystery going on this weekend.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. When you said murder, I was like, I'm thinking paranormal. I'm way ahead.
That's hey, we could do spooky things, though,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Megan's like, what like, in the heck ahead. Are you doing here, Joel?
Yeah. So, yes, we have murder mysteries. We have so much going on, a lot of fun things going on in June. But, yeah, so this month we do murder mysteries. We are working with West Fargo Events. And that actually starts tonight. We have one session that starts at 7 o'clock, and you can get tickets at eventbrite.com. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's basically like a large game of Clue in our village. And so we're doing our first session tonight at 7. We also have two sessions this Saturday, the 10th. And then the 16th and 17th of June, we will be doing two sessions as well. So, yeah, tickets for that are at eventbrite.com. They're $55. They include a couple drink tickets, snacks. So come beforehand at 6, get something to eat, a visit with people. It's a lot of fun. We've been doing murder mysteries for a couple of years now. We took a break with it during the pandemic, but that was just for one summer, and brought it back last year, and it's been a lot of fun to do. So, yeah, that's one thing we're doing. But, yeah, I love the fun things that we do out there. We have so much fun.
Well, it is a great place to have fun. I mean, that's the key thing. For those people who are hearing us that don't know about Bonanzaville, don't know even where it's at, tell people where it's at and what they're going to see once they get there.
Yeah, so we're located, obviously, right next to the Red River Valley Fair. We're at 1351 West Main Avenue in West Fargo. You know, when you come out there, the first thing that you'll see when you walk in is our gift shop. And then just coming through, and we have a lot of great displays inside of our museum as well. This year, we just actually hired a full-time curator named David Huben. And so he has been working very, very hard to update and change things and get some of those artifacts that we have in the back out and on display. And so that's what you'll see when you first walk in. And then you get out to the village where you see the history of North Dakota. We have so many great buildings that have so much character. And we do a lot with education as well. In May, we do the school tours. So that's what you'll kind of get when you get out there. You'll get to explore history, see how things were in the past, and, you know, just have a great time. Walking around, it's a lot of fun. So.
It must have been about 1991, I would guess. It was before he became governor, but Ed Schaefer married Nancy out there at Bonanzaville. I remember that. I remember seeing it and thinking, what a great place for them to get married. And I always think of that when I drive by and I see the chapel. I'm like, I don't know if it's the same chapel or not, but I know this. When I see the chapel, I think of Ed, and I think of how he got married there right before he became governor. It's just a tremendous spot to take little kids to as well, just to show them who we were, you know, and what we're all made of and where we came from. And I think that's the cool part. And Megan, here's the other neat thing. When you go into the lobby to begin with, you got some cool stuff to sell. If you're a grandpa looking to buy 6 grandkids some things, it isn't a bad place to pop into.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's another thing that I do is I take care of the gift shop with my executive director, Beth Jansen. So I'm always looking at different things, different items to get in. And just kind of going back to the governor getting married out there. Yes, that was so fantastic. And I actually, so for me, Bonanzaville was my first job when I was 14 to 17 years old. I'll fast forward 28 years. I ended up coming back as the events coordinator in 2021. But I was out there, when the wedding took place and yeah, that was St. John's Church that unfortunately burned down. And now we have, South Pleasant Church, which is from Christine, North Dakota. So, but yeah, it's always fun out there just trying to change things, in the gift shop, get new things in. And, the big favorite building out there for the kids is the railroad. They love going in there, and so that kind of stuff is a big seller in the gift shop. So
I'm getting all these messages from my friends in the Colfax, Aber, Christine area that were mad that I knew it was the Christine Church. Can I just say that? My cousin Darla is going to be one of those that texts me in just a little bit and says, hey, that was our church from our area that went up there. So what I like is you don't forget from where you came. And I love that about Bonanzaville. Yeah. If people want to know more as they sit in front of their computer, what's the website for Bonanzaville?
Yeah, it's www.bonanzaville.org.
That easy. It's that easy. And as we sit here right now, there has been no murders at Bonanzaville. Fair?
No, fair. Yes, that's absolutely true. There has not.
Okay.
Now, I will say to come out for paranormal because there are some buildings that are haunted, and it's so much fun when we do paranormal in October. So,
okay.
Hey, well, and quick, yeah. you have a pretty fun time at the 4th of July, right?
Yeah. So, last year, my executive director and myself revitalized the 4th of July event. So what we do now is we have bouncy houses out there. This year I'll have some infant bouncy houses. We do a fun-filled carnival day from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Pony rides, face painting, food trucks, pie eating contests. We have so much fun. And last year we had a great turnout, so we're hoping this year as well. Making a few fun changes out there for it, but kind of keeping the same theme because everybody had so much fun last year and we love doing it. And then we do fireworks at dusk. So, yeah.
Megan Solberg, keep doing what you're doing. I see you loved it so much. You came back and are still doing it. So appreciate you coming on News and Views.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Just one of those people that you'd love to meet in the summer, and we'll make sure that your summer goes great. And that's Bonanzaville. Pop on in. I drove by it just the other day. Heading to the Red River Valley Fairgrounds for the chamber event. And you look at it, and it's so incredibly well kept up. You know, the people are, you know, they look at it as the treasure it is. You know, they keep it mowed up. They keep it looking good. They keep it painted. They keep it everything you're supposed to do. And so it's impressive when you see that.